top of Lamed Vav on the base. We learned yesterday in the Braisa, Godloy Bitfus. If you megadol the esrig in a tfus, in a form, va'osekim in be'yachas, and I ended up looking, you were doing it to look like a be'yachas, pasal. Amar Rava said, lo yishanu elokim in be'yachas, only if it ended up looking like a be'yachas, ava could be yasai kasher. But if it's, the form stayed, the form looked like it's bay, it's kasher. Hazak Gemara, Pshita, kimin be'yachas, tanan. What was Rava Mechadish? The Bais says lahedi that it's kimin be'yachas. If the esrog looks like dafi dafi, which is Rashi says it's like a galgal shorachaim, a wheel of a watermill. So over there, it's like this is a wheel of a watermill. So there's like pieces. You see, there's like crushing coming out. Right. So this is the esrog. He makes a picture of an esrog that looks like it. We have some esrogim actually that look like this. It's like, see, it's like cracks. It's like pieces. You see it? Like indentations. Yeah.
The thing is kosher.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Rava's chiddush. That's briyasa. That's considered briyasa. Zakti ma'avaita. Itma. Esrik shenakvu achbara. If an achbar made holes in it. Amarav ein zahadan, it's not kosher. Eini va yabchanina matbal ba. Yabchanina would toivel his esrik in some sauce, something. Benafik ba. And he would eat from it. And it'd be yaitza with this esrik. So you see that even though it's missing, it's kosher. But how could this be? The Chanina Kasha Masnisa. The Mishnah says Chasa is possible. But that's not a Kasha. Mishnah Masnisa and Chanina like Kasha. The Mishnah is not Shavu. Can be Yantav Rishon. Can be Yantav Sheni. Chasa is only possible Yantav Rishon. Yantav Sheni. El Rav Kasha.
Why?
Hadar is
the whole
Zayin. Hadar is all Zayin. Chasa is only Yantav Rishon.
You're saying
Chasa is Al-Tadah. No. That's going to be Mos Kasha. Mos Kasha is, but let it be possible Al-Tadah. Mischasa is only pasal Yantav Rishon. Hada is pasal all 7 days. That's why if a pitim falls off after the first day, you're okay. It's only chasan chasa. Chasa is not a problem. So it's only chasan. So hada is a problem. It's affecting Gemara. So if he held it's chasan and hada, so how did he, so why should achbam be asa? How did Rav Chanina eat? If achbam is asa, how did Rav Chanina eat? El Rav Kasha, Rav and Rav Chanina don't stim. Rav says that achbam is asa. And Chanina ate from his esrog. Amalach Rav, shiny achbarim de meisi. When you see a bite of an achbar and an esrog, that's mus, that's felt in hada. Masha Inka, in your bite, you eating it, that's not mus. Mela doesn't, it's not a chasar in hada. So again, we're not talking about the first day of Yantav, because the first day is still in chasa. We're discussing the rest of Yantav. Zakta Gemara, Yikadami, Amar Rav, ze hada. Rav said no. If Achbarim ate the esrog, it's still hada. What's my raya? The Rav Chanina matbal ba, but nothing ba. Rav Chanina would toivel the esrog in the sauce, and he would eat it. He would be yaitu with it. Zok Gemara, Rav Chanina kasha mas nisin. Loi kasha. The Mishnah says the chas is pasal. Loi kasha kam yad vishu kam yad vishen. So what's the difference in the Ikad Ami? The difference in the Ikad Ami is if you go ahead and you say. The difference in the Kedami is if you go ahead and Achbi eats it, if it's a problem. So now, the Shaila is, Lamaisa, how could it be that it's okay? I mean, Lamaisa, felt the Shanhada.
Where, Sunday?
Yeah, whenever, like, you see a bitten achba biting in it. It doesn't.
Yeah,
the Rambam
doesn't
know
why the
Gemara
didn't say
meisa. Yeah, the Ikadami says that's kasha. The meisa, if someone eats it, if achba bites into it, it's kasha. A little dot, you're gonna tell me, oh, that's a problem of hada. A bite of achba, no problem of hada. What?
So
doesn't it look disgusting?
In the old days, the mice would eat everything. It was very hard to find anything that wasn't mouse bitten.
So you think they ate things that mice bit into?
Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to eat anything. Even these days, they have problems with mice. There's a federal standard: how many mice hairs could you have in the flour before you can use it?
So the Taz and others say that it's talking about avada. You didn't leave the achba bite. You cut around it, so you knocked it out, so it doesn't look like achba bit.
So it
wouldn't be a
kosher.
That's more mechusel. So what? Kosher, not a problem. At least that kosher has the share. Because if not, it can't be that it wouldn't be a problem in hadar.
Why is kosher not a problem in hadar? I don't
understand. But he a different question. Every kosher should be a problem in hadar. Why should there be? Why would you have such a question? Why?
What?
It's missing, doesn't it? If you're missing part of an apple, so you say this.
So what's
the takes away from the beauty. You never make a picture of a half apple.
No, I understand, but we can't take away from the beauty what the beauty be'etzim is. That means it's a zaytik zach that's taking away from the beauty. It's not a psalm to Esther. It's gather you cut it. That means that's a little bit the answer to Achba Ose if you don't come on to the task. It means it's not something which you it's nothing wrong with the essay. It didn't grow wrong. How does a problem the way it grows? Pashtus.
So the Rebbe Shiraim is even more
mechutz. It's Van Veyu. Maybe not Mekayim Van Veyu. It's not nice.
Right.
But how do? Van Veyu depends on every person.
So what's the psul?
Of what?
It says
pre-Eitz Hadash. Of Chassah is also
pre-Eitz Hadash.
Sure, but it's only the first day. The whole, if you have test on the days. Yeah. It's going on in the day. I mean, you should have said the right words. Kikha Tama is the right word. Yeah. Tell me about the Esther cotton. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah. The Meir said the Esther the shear is like Eggers. The Bila says Kabeis. Like the Ma'amar Afim by Papa, Machlekes Kan Kach, Machlekes by Avonim Mekuzalis. Just like the Machlekes is over here by Esther, so too the Machlekes is by on Shabbos stones that you use to wipe yourself. The Tanya, what's the case? The Shabbos Gimel Avonim Mekuzalis Mutalachas Besakise. You're allowed to take. We're talking about a Besakise that wasn't enclosed, so it's not just a Yachid. So you're talking about carrying it on Shabbos within Dalet Amos. So what's the Issa is only Issa Tiltu the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon weren't Geizals covered up briefs. So what happened over here? So what's the Shear of Avonim that you're allowed to carry? The Kamashir and the Meir Mekaegos, Abiyudai Mekabeya. Why does the Meir say Kaegos? Because that's the normal way of Kinuach. More than that is too large for Kinuach. So what Shach is the Essig? I mean, Punkt is the same. Esrig, we want to know Pashas and Din and Hadar. We want to know what's the size, what's considered complete. So we tell you, Egois, he says Egois, and he says Kebeis. So too, they're arguing what's normal to use for Kinuach. For a stone to use for Kinuach. Is any comparison to Machlekes?
It's not a Meshusayot.
So no Israel carrying. It's only as a Muksa, so the Chom Legazim. So fine, whatever. So the Shah is what's the Shir? What's normal to use? So the machlekes is normal to use eggers or normal to use a bayah. Fine. What does that do with Esther?
There's nothing to do with it. It's just that they have a machlekes in size. That's all.
Yeah, so Shainim say, Taka is not it's very interesting. Normally you bring a machlekes as a pshachas. There's no shachas. It's just, you should know that May is a man that holds eggers. Grada, he could have held over here eggers and he could have held over here bayah. No shachas. But the May is always, there's Taka two different reasons, but it ends up coming that's the same thing. Here he holds eggers and over there he holds eggers and so too. A few dogs over here, Kabay and over
maybe
there.
Maybe the Gemara is bringing another machlekes, but you see it's machlekes related to size.
No, but machlekes is machlekes kan, kach machlekes bavanim. Kid like it's the same thing. No shachas, it was two different machlekes, and there's absolutely no.
Nobody comes.
No.
It's just
it's
a sermon that they when they
memorize it. Yeah, that's the shachas. Yeah. When they memorize it, you should know that he's the one that's it. Zakti ma'avayit evagadu kadei sheyachas. How large could it be? Some machlekes either. You can hold two in one hand, or you can even hold one in two hands. That's what he got safer. That's what was on his shoulders. You see, it could be a huge lot. It could be large. So how did he shake it if it was on his shoulders? Are you yikes if you go like this?
No, it was too heavy to carry when he had to do it.
So imagine saying pasha, the mold, the same way you carry things on your head. That's when you're going for long distance, you want to carry on your head. But the ma'aseh, you could hold it with two hands. But this guy had the machlekes, if you let it hold it like that. Machlekes, if you let it hold it like this, if this is wrong, it has to be left. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya. Afei Mamu, Allah Ein Zahadah, don't bring me Raya. From the day I told him, that's not Hadah. You're not Yehuda. Zakh the Mishnah Ein. Okay. Oh, but the shadow isn't shit, right? But the mission said, if it's that large, it's not. I would just ask because if he owns it, the Aguda has to be Biminoi. The Rabbi Yehuda, Bimino means one of the Daal Minim. You can use a different thing for the Agat.
The Pasuda means Lulav is from a leaf from the Lulav. It doesn't mean.
Bimino means any part. Any
I don't know if you could use the Hadith to be.
You could. The Rabbi Yehuda, even a thin thread of flax. Use anything. They would be ma'aged. They wanted to have a nice zeked ma'aveyu, a nice eged, nice ties. They would use some golden threads. Amulay, but b'mina nice ma'mata. Yeah, they used that. That was extra. But for the eged itself, they used it. They used its min itself. They didn't go ahead and use another min. They just did that for extra. That means he's telling him that the eged itself needs b'mina. You see over there, it could be like a Yehuda. But besides for that, they wanted to have nine mitzvahs, and therefore they used a nice eged on top of that, but that wasn't the ma'agad itself. Oh, so we'll get to that. Pashtus, if anoigdus luv al b'mina is because you hold luv tzelech agad, if you won't use the min, then you'll be meisif. If you hold luv en tzelech agad, so you don't need it to stam eged. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't use the mini myself because it's an extra. It's
because if you need it and you're using a different min, so that means you're being myself to the full minimum. If you don't need it, it's not.
So what has to be a bar min? What's capable of being a
Even if you're not going to use the lulav itself, what we use, that's what we use the leaves of the lulav. You can end up using the bark of the tree of a lulav, or you can end up using the tree stump itself of the lulav. It's still kasha. It's still called b'minai. That's what you want
no,
to know.
I'm saying more than that. If you're concerned for hey minim, what constitutes something that's going to be considered? You're adding on a fifth thing. Anything?
If you use a tomato branch.
So a piece of string would be a problem?
Sure.
Or does it have to be something that grew from the ground? I mean, there's no requirements at all. Anything you'd be it would be viewed as if you added on something.
Right. You're saying, good child, your client that. Maybe
take a rubber band.
Shaykhis,
right, take a rubber band.
Shaykhis, that, who cares? Right, that's what you're saying. No, anything. V'omer Rav, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda that says that I have to be dafka min? So the mark, Sova, Lulav, Tzarech, Eged, V'maisi min achino, like we said, Havi chamisha mini. Since he holds Lulav, Tzarech, Eged, so if you're going to bring another min, so then it becomes out that it's chamisha mini. V'omer Rav, mino, amin ala, the siv, So that's the machlokes. Now, v'amar Rav Mina min la desiv ikka de dikla mina de lulavu. How do you know that siv and ikka de dikla is a min of lulav? Pashtus, I would think that you need the lulav itself. Why would I think the tree, which I can't be yaitz in the mitzvah with, that should work? That means I understand that it's a tree of a lulav, but lamaisa, that's not part of the mitzvah, so why should it work? Zok de gemara. The Tanya, the Sukkah station should be jumped. Sukkah station. Sukkah shakal dava. Sukkah, you can make the schach can be out of anything, but it's not makabal tumma. Debe ame. Abiyudai ma'ain sukkah nehagat sala b'dal minim shabalulav. Abiyudai says that sukkah is not noyag only with dal minim shabalulav. But I didn't know it. And it makes sense. Why? Ma'alulav sha'ain noyag b'leilis could be yamim. Ain noyag alababas minim. Lulav that you're only taking the day of Sukkos. And still, and you only can use the Alminim, Sukkos and Haggis, but letters could be Yamim, Ain't a Din Shalay Tehel, Ababas, Aminim. Here it's used for everything. Shouldn't it? Zechet should only need the Alminim. This is from the hardest things in Sukkos. Mamash has no, that means, I'll tell you the Havan, one second, before the Havan. What's the Mar saying? The Mar is saying that if, Dalad Minim, which is only, could be used in the day, still you need Dafka Dalad Minim, you can't use something else. Sukkah, which can be used day and night, Kolshkein, you should only be able to use Dalad Minim. Dalad Minim, that's the mitzvah. Sukkah is a mitzvah. What's the connection? Bechlal. You have to see, the olive, right? But it has to be said that it's not punct. There's going to be a tire on this. It's not punct that on that grada you have to shake the alminim. When is it on Sukkos? It has to do with Sukkos. It means, let's say there wouldn't be Sukkos. Would there be a mitzvah in the tire of the alminim? This Gemara is saying zechanat. It's not stam that there are two mitzvahs on the same day that have no shaykh to each other.
There's a shaykh in the sukkah and
the
Pala
is telling not like this, Gada. That sukkah is a din in tezvav. It's nothing to do with sukkahs. I mean, the alminim, whatever. But akapanim, from this gemara, is very stark mashma that it has to do with not just the yad, with the sitting in the sukkah. It has a connection. The alminim has a connection, and that's why the Arizal used to shake the alminim in the sukkah. It's not stam, you know, have a mitzvah in a mitzvah. There's something to it, right? Chassidim do that, and that's because there's a connection that Alminim to Sukkah. But this Gemara is a very stark riot to Shtetl Musaf. So Gemara is saying again that the Alminim. That's why you need the Alminim. That's why the Sukkah Schach can only be from the Alminim. Okay, it's like the Gemara. Amalai Kolden Shatad Don Tchilas El Achim Masei Filah Kolein Edin. So they told Rabbi Yehuda, no, this can't be. If it didn't, that you want to first be machmir, and then when that comes out of kula, can't be. What's that? Loi matza ava minim, abas minim. If you didn't find four minim, yeah, yesh of a bottle. So you're going to come, you're not going to sit in the sukkah? It can't be that we're coming to be machmir, you to have the al minim, and then you're not going to end up sitting in the sukkah. That can't be. But tell you, I'm a sukkah stage, you should be yamim. Sukkah, what? Sorry?
Because you can't find al minim, melo what?
No, it can't be that we're going to be machma on you, and then it's going to come out of kula.
How's it coming out of kula?
Because then let's say you can't find.
Can't find the alminim.
I understand, but we don't want to come and give you another reason why not to sit in the sukkah. We're not going to come be machma on you a din, and let's say you didn't find it.
What we told you from this kavachaimer is that it has to be from the alminim.
Yeah.
Something being that you're not going to be able to be yotzei
mitzvah alminim. So now, for the kavachaimer, we would tell you can be yotzei with anything. Right. Anything that would like that. Now, the kavachaimer is coming to tell you, you know what? Let's be machma on you and be mechayiv you dafka da'al minim. Okay, so that chumra comes in a major kula.
You're not going to have a sukkah.
Yeah, you're not going to have a sukkah.
I'll tell you the same thing by Kedula
Karka. Yeah, maybe don't take Kedula Karka. Right. You're not going to find Kedula Karka. So the tarot,
it's not a kula. You're just left without a choice. It's not called a kula. I didn't tell you go ahead and do something.
Right. So, you're asking good. I'm going to tell you. I mean, but the answer that is, we really believe that we need davar shem kabbatum. We learned that at sukkah in the finale. Fine. You need Davar Shein Mekabotum. Shein Mekabotum. But now you have a Shaila, you want to be Maisiv something to you, to your din. So we tell you, don't be Maisiv because like that's going to come out of... It's interesting, Taka, like every single mitzvah you're being Maisiv. What type of Shaifa, Shaifa Va'ad? What type of tefillin from the... I mean like every single... Maybe, what type of tzitzis? I mean like what... But like upon him... Right. That means the Kavachayim. That means the Pasik, we know what's in the Pasik. We know something with Namak Kavachayim. The Kavachayim is coming to be Marba Echumrami, but that Chumra is going to come out of Kula. You can't be Marba Echumra when it's going to come out of Kula. Zogdimah.
That if you have it so good, you'll add it in the house.
And
if you say you come out of Kula, you won't have the sukkah, so it's in the house.
Right.
So you see, if you have no sukkah, you can eat the house.
Yeah.
You can't fast for 7 days.
What?
Can't fast for 7 days.
No, he's saying maybe don't eat bread. Eat vegetables. Well, I tell you, I'm a besukas teishu shivas yom. Besukas are called davar. V'chein be'ezer I met. And I have a raya not like you from Ezer. The pasuk says, "Tzu'u aho ve'viu alei zayis ve'alei et shemen ve'alei hades ve'alei tamarim ve'alei et zavis ve'asu sukas lasei sukas." Kakasub, like it says in the pasuk. So bekitza, over there the pasuk says kla ali zayis ali et shemen. That's not dal minim. Rabbi Yudah Sava, Rabbi Yudah answered, how many litfans? The first two ali zayis ali et shemen are for the walls. Ali hadnas ali tmam ali et zavis the schach. Okay, so bekitza. So let's get back. What are we coming to do here? We're coming to bring Uriah, the Rava said, Afila b'siva, Afila b'ekila dikla. Why? Because the Tanan, because again, the Yehuda is the one that says that you need Dalad Mina. The Tanan, Mesachim, Minasarim, the Yehuda. The Yehuda says earlier that you could be Mesachim, Minasarim, with beams. What type? What's a Nesa? Nesa is not Lulav, Hadassim, Aravis, or Esir. Elamai, Alma, Siva, Ekila dikla, Mina the lovely, because you're going to use the bark of the tree
as Nesarim.
As Nesarim. So Shema Minah, this is Rav's Raya, that you could use, you don't have to use the lulav itself, anything that is the lulav tree could be used, because Rabbi Yehuda says, you need the Adminim, and he says, Mesachim and Nesarim. So it comes out that it's a type of Nesem of a tree of the Adminim.